Each month at the Shōtsuki Hōyō Memorial Service, we chant the Sambutsuge. And I find this to be a truly fitting and meaningful sutra to chant on this occasion. So I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading just one verse of the Sambutsuge in English and modern Japanese translation so that we can appreciate the meaning of this sutra, which plays such an important role in these monthly remembrances that we conduct each month here. 毎月の Shōtsuki Hōyō の時にこの Sambutsuge という釈迦様の説かれたお経をお務めしますが、その三仏芸というのは非常にこの正月法要にふさわしい意味の深いお経ですので、行くだけをいただいてから本日のご法話を始まりたいと思います。 Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
Your observance of precepts, learning, diligence, meditation, and wisdom. The magnificence of these virtues is peerless, excellent, and unsurpassed.
自戒と多聞と精進と善情と知恵。これらのお徳は並ぶものがなく、とりわけ優れた世にまれである。さまざまな仏様の教えの海に深く光をに思いとことし、その奥底を限りなく深く極め作るである、でおいでるになると。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。
Good morning, and thank you for joining us this month for our Shōtsuki Hōyō service, remembering those loved ones who passed over to the other shore in this month of January.
皆さん、ようこそ本日の1月の Shōtsuki Hōyō のご参拝でございます。
This passage that I read at the start of my talk is these words were spoken by Bodhisattva Dharmakara. So the context of this is, comes within a sermon delivered by the Buddha, the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, and he's describing to his disciple Ananda, Amida Buddha. So the Buddha here at the center of our shrine is Amida Buddha, the Buddha of immeasurable light and life. And for us who live in the Nembutsu, Amida Buddha is the Buddha in whom we take refuge.
このさっきいただいた言葉は、釈迦様の説かれたお経の中ですけれども、この話してるの、この三仏芸を話してるというのは、法蔵菩薩、後にこの阿弥陀如来となる方ですね。ね。ですから、この浄土真宗のお寺のご本尊となるのは阿弥陀如来ですね。この無量の智慧と慈悲の仏様ですね。皆様方のお仏壇の中も、ご本尊は阿弥陀仏ですね。阿弥陀如来。または、南無阿弥陀仏の阿弥陀如来のお名簿ですね。念仏をいただく者は、この阿弥陀如来に帰依するということですね。
This story told by Shakyamuni Buddha in the larger sutra is a wonderful and inspiring story. This character of Dhammakara Bodhisattva, he begins as a king. He's the king of a realm.And he is, of course, as the king, in possession of tremendous wealth and power. Tremendous wealth and power. But he is a good king. And as a good king, he wishes that everyone in his realm be able to live peacefully and live happily and to realize a life free from suffering.
法蔵菩薩というのは、この後に阿弥陀如来となる方は、本来は国王ですね。国王でありながら、この力と、ね、権力、または財産は優れて、ね、買いたいものは全部買える、ね。人を命じたら、命令を出したら、その通りになるという方ですね。 でも優れた素晴らしい国王ですから、何が人生の目的であるかというのは、その国民の幸せですね。国民が安心して暮らせることが目標ですね。
So this king, could continue to live a life of comfort as a king, could continue to live a life of satisfaction, enjoying this easy life. It's good to be the king, they say. However, being a truly wise and compassionate man, he realizes that true happiness is realized not just for himself, but in providing happiness for everyone in his realm. And he realizes that this is not possible simply through power and through wealth, but it is realized through truth. And so he goes on a journey in search of a true teacher and encounters a Buddha, Buddha named Lokeshvara Raja. The Sambutsuge are verses in praise of this Buddha. Sambutsu means to praise the Buddha. The Buddha who is being praised is Lokeshvara Raja, praised by Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who then becomes Amida Buddha.
この国王は楽な生活はできるんですね。国王ならお金と権力もあって、ね、別に苦労する必要はないというのは現実ですけど、この国王は本当の幸せはゆっくりして楽しく過ごすよりは、本当の幸せはみんなの国民みんなが幸せになる、この世の中のものがみんな幸せになることこそが本当に幸せはここにあると気づいて、ね、楽に暮らせることはできるけれども、それに背を向いて、ね、じゃあ本当の幸せは真実にあると気づいて、真実をまと求めながら仏様との出会い、ブッダとの出会いがある。このブッダは世自在王仏という仏様ですね。この三仏というのは仏を褒めるという言葉ですね。三仏偈、この褒める仏様が褒められるのは世自在王仏、褒めることをするのは法蔵菩薩、後に阿弥陀如来となる方ですね。
So as we chant the Sambutsuge, we hear the words of Dhammakara Bodhisattva praising the Buddha, praising one who has realized enlightenment. It says, your observance of precepts, learning, diligence, meditation, and wisdom, the magnificence of these virtues is peerless, excellent, and unsurpassed. He goes on later in the Sambutsuge to say, I vow to become a Buddha, equal to you, most honored king of the Dharma. I vow to become just like you, recognizing that one who has the truth of wisdom in their heart, they have perfected these wonderful virtues such as self-discipline, learning, diligence, meditation, and wisdom. He also mentions generosity. These wonderful virtues, we call these the six paramitas. He says, you have perfected these, and that is my goal. Not to seek my own joy and pleasure, but to seek joy for all beings through perfecting these virtues. And he dedicates himself lifetime after lifetime to realizing this, ultimately perfecting these virtues himself, becoming Amida Buddha, and providing a path for all beings, all of us, to realize liberation from suffering through birth in this pure land, this world of enlightenment that he creates.
そしてこの国王が仏と出会って仏様の優れたところに気づいて、それを褒めて、私も必ず仏となると、ね、決意を持って、私が必ず仏となると誓って、ね、後にすべてのものを幸せにさせると誓って、そしてそれからご苦労して何回も何回も生まれ変わって死に変わって、ね、ずっと修行をして、その苦毒を完成して仏となって阿弥陀如来となって、阿弥陀如来のお浄土がそれによって完成して、すべてのものが苦しみから解放できる道がそれで成り立つという話ですね。
In this larger sutra, we are taught that those who entrust themselves to Amida Buddha, to this being of boundless compassion and his wish to liberate all from suffering, and trusting and reciting the Nembutsu that we are all able to realize birth in this pure land of Amida Buddha.
で、無量寿経の中に説かれているのは、この阿弥陀如来に信じて、帰依する者は必ずこのお浄土に往生して、苦しみから解放できることがありますね。
This teaching then, is passed down through the generations, hundreds and thousands of years to today. And along the way, there's an important teacher who hears this teaching. His name is Shinran Shonin.
Shinran Shonin.
His portrait is here just to the right of the Buddha, and we remember him this month. Next week, we have our Shotsuki Hoyo, or rather, today is our Shotsuki Hoyo. Next week, we have our Hounko service. Most important service of a Jodo Shinshu temple is next week, we remember Shinran Shonin.
で、来週は Shinran Shonin の Hounko という法要があるんですね。Jodo Shinshu の寺の中の最も大切な大法要ですね。
Why is it that for us, our most important memorial, our most important service is this service for Shinran Shonin?
なぜ Shinran Shonin はこの法恩公が最も大切な法要でしょうかね?
Shinran Shonin too, he was born into a life of privilege. However, he had difficulties as a child. His family situation was such he was not able to remain at home.His parents were not there to care for him, and so he, as a young man, went, as a child rather, went and spent his youth as a priest. He became a very accomplished scholar. He eventually joined the community of a teacher named Honen Shonin and embraced this Nembutsu teaching, this teaching of liberation through the compassion of Amida Buddha.
Shinran Shonin wa, 若い時に、幼い時に出家して、比叡山で20年間修行した後に比叡山から降りて法然上人と出会いがあってこのお念仏の教えに出会いがあるんですね。
This teaching was very controversial and as a result, Shinran, Honen and many of Honen's other disciples were sent into exile, scattered across Japan.
そして Shinran 上人の出会われたこの念仏の教えはちょっと気に入らない方がおられたようで。ね、この念仏の弾圧があって親鸞町に法然町に全てが流罪となってねあちこちの日本の田舎の方に行かされましたね。
After a period of years, the 念仏persecution came to a conclusion and Honen and his other disciples were allowed to return to Kyoto.
この念仏がしばらく続くと、ね、終わってじゃあ法然上人と他の法然上人の弟子が京都に帰ってもいいということですね。
At this point, 親鸞上人 was free to return to 京都。
この時に親鸞上人もじゃあ京都に帰ってもよかったですね。
This point, Honen had a large following. The Nembutsu teaching was thriving. 親鸞 likely could have lived comfortably there in Kyoto, supported by the thriving Nembutsu community there in the capital city.
親鸞上人がその念仏弾圧が終わったらそのまま京都に帰ったらね念仏者がたくさんおられたのでおそらくその京都で楽に暮らせたと私が勝手に想像していますけど
However, 親鸞上人 does something remarkable. He stays and remains in the countryside. Not only does he remain there for a number of years, but eventually he travels to Kanto.To another area, now Kanto, which is where Tokyo is a thriving metropolis. But at this time, it was just beginning to develop. It was an area of new development. And a group of migrants from the area where Shinran was living were moving into the Kanto area. Shinran joined this migration of people who were surely going to face difficulties and challenges. Shinran, out of his sense of inspiration and dedication to this teaching, inspired by...The compassion of Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who renounces his kingdom and his wealth and seeks the path to awakening. Shinran, receiving this liberation through the Nembutsu, then sets out to share this with others.
Shinran Shonin がこの法蔵菩薩が、ね、国王を辞めて修行をしてみんなが幸せになるためのこと。それに Shinran Shonin が救いがあることに気づいて、 親鸞聖にも一番楽の道に進むんではなくてね、人の救いが多い道に進んで、北陸の方、越後の方にまたしばらく活躍して関東の方に移動されますね。
He does this out of a feeling of gratitude, expressing his gratitude. And this is the meaning of our Hōunko service, to express our gratitude. It was established by Shinran's great-grandson, Kakunyo, on the 33rd anniversary of Shinran Shonin's passing.
Hōunko いうのは、Shinran Shonin のひ孫の Kakunin Shonin が、Shinran Shonin の33回忌にこの Hōunko 始まるんですね。
The Shōtsuki Hōyō that we observe today is in the spirit of this memorial that we hold next week for Shinran Shonin.
本日の正月法要もこのようなお心で法要を行うんですね。
With feelings of gratitude and inspiration, we gather here, remembering those loved ones who passed over to the other shore.
今月思い出のあるご先祖の方々の、ね、心を、ね、それを感謝して、ね、それから力をいただいて、から喜んで、ここに集まるんですね。
We gather here to show our appreciation for their lives.
その方々の感謝へ、ね、表すためにここに集まるんですね。
And through them we encounter this inspiration of the Nembutsu passed on from Shinran, this boundless compassionate heart of Amida Buddha.
この先祖者の方々の出会いにより、私たちがこの念仏を喜ぶ心にも出会うことができますね。
And we express that joy in the Nembutsu, taking refuge in Amida Buddha, this being of boundless compassion, reflecting on all the causes and conditions, all the support we receive from our loved ones, the wise teachings we receive from Shinran Shonin, and the words of the Buddha himself that are our guide.
で、先祖者のためにいただいたこと、先祖者によってお念仏に聞かされて、また親鸞聖人によってお伝えされたお念仏の教え、仏様の言葉そのものが私たちの心に届くことができますね。
So it's a wonderful occasion for us to gather here, brought here together to see the power of these loved ones, brought here in our feelings of gratitude and our joy in the 念仏。
そして感謝の心とお念仏の喜びにここに集まって、誠にありがたいことでございます。
So I'll conclude my words, once again, hearing these words from the Sanbutsuge.
じゃあ、もう一度 Sanbutsuge の言葉をいただいて終わりたいと思います。
Your observance of precepts, learning, diligence, meditation, and wisdom. The magnificence of these virtues is peerless, excellent, and unsurpassed.
次回と多聞と精進と善情と知恵、これらのお徳は並ぶものがなく、とりわけ優れたようにまれであると。
ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。